You probably noticed some restaurants are now not accepting cash because as a society, we're moving towards being cashless. Jeremy Allaire is going to talk to us about that today on Talking Tech. He is the founder of the Circle Pay app. He believes we're going to go 100% cashless at some point in the near future. Hear his predictions on today's episode of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today.
As we move into being a mobile society and everyone carries around a smartphone, then that helps get us there. And if that's in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, I'm not sure, but it's without a doubt, you know, the ability to fully digitize money, the same way we've digitized media and information and communications.
Do you have any money on you right now? I mean, do you leave the house with money?
I don't. I am a cashless person.
I generally am cashless as well until the other day when I left my phone in the Lyft car and the guy came back and I had to give him something, didn't I? So luckily I had $10 in my pocket and was able to give it. But aside from that, and I bet you haven't pulled out a coin in years.
Yeah, if for whatever reason I ever did end up with cash and got coins, they do go into a coin jar, which I then allow my kids to eventually redeem after a year or two, and it's very exciting for them.
Jeremy, how are we going to tip people if we go cashless?
Yeah, I mean, I think the same way that people tip people in China, right? In China, almost 1 billion people use their mobile phones instead of cash, and essentially everyone has WeChat or Alipay, and everyone has the ability to instantly bring up a little scan code, and I can beam a payment to you on your scan code. So we actually just introduced little scan codes in Circle Pay, and it's a new feature. But essentially, you know, you want to get to a place where someone could just show you a scan code, or, you know, I hesitate to say, but let's say it's a homeless person who has a sign that has a little scan code, and you want to tip them, you know, out the window of your car. You could do that with your camera on your phone. So I think the ability to kind of move around value, including the ability to move not small amounts of value. Here's a dollar, here's 50 cents, that kind of thing is now technically possible as well.
All right. And for those who use Venmo or PayPal, tell everybody the advantage of Circle Pay.
Yeah, I mean, at a practical level, the advantages are, one is, you know, Circle Pay moves the money faster. So you can get it from you to another person's bank account in seconds. Circle Pay is entirely free. Those services charge fees for people to withdraw their money if they want to get their money fast. So free is better than cost something. And then the third is, you know, Circle Pay is, it's more global. So Circle Pay works seamlessly across currencies, also for free. And so anyone who's sensitive about exchange rates or has people that they interact with that are global, that makes a difference. The last reason is more of a kind of future proofing, which is, you know, those products, PayPal and Venmo, were really built on the legacy financial system. They were built on infrastructure that really dates back to the 70s and 80s at the core.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Thanks for listening to Talking Tech. Thank you, Jeremy Allaire, for joining us to talk about Circle Pay. You can get his app at the iOS or Google Play app stores. He has a new feature where you can actually invest in cryptocurrencies as well. Quick reminder, please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.